One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a story with a paranormal warning. If a ghost tells you good luck, take it seriously.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, please do press subscribe wherever you're listening to the podcast. You don't miss any of our episodes. We put out tons of ghost stories for you every single day. You'll be inundated with ghost stories. So if you like that, then yeah, hit subscribe so you don't miss any of it. Tony, Carol, and Harper with you today on the program. And
hello.
How is everyone?
We're good here.
Mm-hmm. I am magical, actually. Not just good. I am magical.
Magical today.
Aww.
At the magical wonderland, have you exposed my daughter to the murder she shed yet?
Yes, okay. Yes, we went out and looked at the murder she shed, and it is strange because like somehow the wrapped up crutches were on the top shelf and they're now on the ground. I don't know what got them off of the top shelf and onto the ground or how that happened, but I'm like, I don't know what else to do with them but leave them.
Yeah.
But I will tell you something about your daughter. So we went yesterday to take Benjamin for a walk in the neighborhood. And there's like this old, I don't know, maybe it's a grocery store /
outlet
retail. Yeah. Like, but it's probably was built in the 50s or 60s, I would say. Now it's abandoned, right?
Yeah.
You know what your daughter did.
She wanted to go in it.
Oh, yeah.
I did go in it.
She, like, you did?
Immediately crosses the street. And I'm like, so she's like, I want to go inside. And I'm like, I don't think it's safe. She just goes inside.
Harper, not a great idea.
She got a stick. But I was standing right there and I'm like, she started to go farther. And I'm like, no, you are coming back here. And she did. She came out and exited.
Yeah.
And wanted to go in the other side. I'm like, no, it looks dangerous.
Here's the deal. It's not ghosts. It's meth addicts that we're concerned with.
That's what I don't get. And I had a stick.
It doesn't matter. Your stick is nothing if they got a gun or a knife or something and they're tweaking out. So never a great idea, Harper.
Well, it was funny though. I'm standing right there.
I know.
She was perfectly fine. But I said the same thing. I go, it's not ghosts. It could be homeless people.
Yeah.
You could get hurt. You could trip.
Yeah. There's a lot of needles on the ground.
And actually, that one, like, I was looking inside, and it really didn't have anything like
good.
That. I don't think there was any people living in there.
Yeah.
It was one of those old buildings that people have, because it's fun, it's kids, they break the windows out, and then they spray graffiti.
Sure. Now, I get it. I get the appeal, too. I'd just be, you know, in the middle of the city. So,
and you're the same way. If we were walking Benji, you would have said the same thing. You would have been like, I got to go in.
I would have been curious.
Like, hey, it's not safe.
I like the ones that are out in the middle of nowhere, where there's a far less likelihood of there being, you know, addicts in the inside.
And that is kind of in far away from anything, because it's kind of in a weird spot. It's like the middle of a neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yet at one time, I think it was a grocery store.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
On the drive back yesterday, there was an old, it used to be like an old schoolhouse that I had taken pictures of like through the windows of the inside years ago, probably like 10 years ago. And it was all collapsed. I was kind of like, oh, that's sad. I'm glad I got the pictures I did when I did. But
yeah, because now you couldn't go in it at all.
Now it's gone. We were in, actually, we were in one. Okay, so I can't, I mean, Harper gets it from me because I've taken her to these places. So we were, there was one in Fayetteville area. It was next to a restaurant that was this old plantation-esque almost looking house. Big pillars and the whole nine yards. And you can tell, like, this was a grand house at one point in time. And the back door was open. So we went inside and like the whole floor to the kitchen was like gone and like half the living room had collapsed into the basement. But the other parts were okay. And we went upstairs and or I went upstairs and looked and took some pictures and it was a neat old house to see. And about 2 weeks later, they tore it down. So we had probably one of the last ones to see it before it was gone. But I got video of it and it was a really neat. I don't know. I like looking at those places and kind of like imagining, like, wonder what Christmas was like in here. Like, where would they put the tree? Like, what would, you know, all
like
that sort of stuff.
Those old houses, I think, what happened that nobody else ever moved in?
I know, right? And funny thing, while you were upstairs, I was being lured into the basement by a black-eyed child.
Well, hey, you know, I'm glad.
The black-eyed kids going, you have to talk to my mother. My mother is down here. Come talk to my mother.
Yeah.
My
mother was a giant spider.
Yeah. It happens sometimes, you know? 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to the caller and hear a ghost story. You are on. Go for it. Let's hear your ghost story.
Here's my little stories. Now, both of them evolve around Mammoth, California. I don't know where that is, but I don't know if you know where that is, but it's in California. Mountains, very popular ski resort. Anyways, they have two of them. Once when I was young, I want to say I was about 11, there were these cabins up in Mammoth that we used to stay at as kids. Went with my parents, my two brothers, and on the way there, my dad told us that, hey, there's a loft on the second story of the cabin. So whoever gets up, there's a little TV and there's a bed so you can, you know, hang out by yourself. So, you know, being a little brat as I was when I was a kid, right as we parked there, instead of helping everybody grab all the gear and get into the cabin, the 2.5 story with a little loft, I run straight up the stairs with my Nintendo 64 and all my crap, and the front door leads straight to the stairs. So the only way to get in is through the front door, but the stairs lead. There's no other entrances to the condo. So I run straight up the stairs with my bag, my Nintendo 64, and I'm going so fast that I'm watching my feet as I run up the stairs. And right when I get to the top of the stairs, I look up so I don't run face first into the railing, and I see this woman. She's got to be in her, look like she's in her 30s, but looks straight out of the 70s. And I noticed that right away. I was an 11-year-old kid. She had like a brown turtleneck on, long brown hair. And she just stood there and looked at me. You know, I noticed her for about a good 5 seconds until I said anything because I wasn't scared. I just was caught off guard and didn't know anyone else was going to be there because it wasn't a shared thing, a shared cabin. So as I looked at her, she just stared and smiled at me. Didn't look grim or anything. Just looked, you know, like she was going to say something or welcome me in. And so I just said, hello. I didn't know anyone else was here. Oh, okay. So I ran right back down the stairs. And like I said, the stairs lead right to the front door. There's no other entrances or exits. And she was at the top of the stairs on the second floor. So they got back down. My back is, I'm standing in the threshold of the door. So the only way she could have left is walked past me. So I talked to my parents and I say, hey, there's a woman here. Is she supposed to be showing us around? And, you know, they tell me, no, it shouldn't be. It's, you know, this is the cabin and there shouldn't be anyone else here. I mean, there's a couple of cabins around the area, but it's one of those timeshares, and you know, it could have been, she could have been the, you know, the owner or whatnot. So okay, nobody else here, should just be us. Okay, so they all went up with me and we didn't see anyone. And the only way she could have gotten out of that cabin is, like I said, walked past all five of us or jumped off the balcony, which had no ladder, no stairs, nothing. It was a pretty big drop down a hill in the woods. So that freaked me out. And the whole time I was there, I was just, you know, scared shitless the whole time. But anyways, the second story I have that has to do with Mammoth as well. there's some lakes a little past it called the Virginia Lakes. And this is another time. This is when I was about 19 or 20. I went with my dad and a bunch of my cousins, a family fishing trip, or a father-son fishing trip. So my cousins and some cousins' friends and all that. So we there's this lake called Moat Lake that's on the top, the very top of this hill. It's a natural lake. It's pretty awesome. Not too much fishing, but we just like to fish and go up there. And it's really, you know, nice and serene and secluded. So it's about a 3-mile hike from the base. So it's all forested at the, you know, at the base, and you have to cross this mountain and then hike up a mountain about 3 miles. So as we're all walking together, my dad and I are up front. My brother and the rest of them are behind us, you know, a couple paces behind us. We're all walking in a big group. There's really nobody there. You can see people, but it's a daytime. You don't really see, didn't really see too many people. So, once you cross the, tree line, there's no trees for about, I want to say about 150 yards. So about a football field and a half. There's no trees. It's just the side of the mountain to your right and a drop off to your left. That's pretty, it's pretty steep with jagged rocks and leads down to a lower, river, lake. So as we're, heading through, we're about, I want to say 50, 60 yards through this clearing. Like I say, there's no trees. The tree line's behind us. So we get to the next tree line for about halfway there almost. And as we're about halfway there, we see this, older woman in her 70s or 80s possibly. She's, like kind of power walking, you know, those older people that are really into, she kind of put those people to shame, the ones that go to the mall on the weekends in the morning. She was fast. She was coming towards us, you know, she's wearing a pink like workout outfit and, you know, no backpack or anything. There's no water on her, but she's kind of almost sprinting, like she's power walking so fast. And for her age, we're kind of amazed, my dad and myself. Everybody else is behind us just talking. And, you know, my dad and I are walking towards her. We're all hiking with our gear and our fishing poles. And, you know, she walks up to us or pikes by us or whatever, power walk. And my dad and I both say, hello, good morning, how are you doing? And she looks at us and smiles and says, good luck, guys. And as she passes us, she just speeds by. I turn to my left and say, good luck to you too. And, my cousin behind me says, what'd you say? I said, oh, we're talking to the old woman. And he goes, what old woman? There's a bunch of us, right? There's no way she could have just walked past all of us. But I know my dad saw her, and I know I saw her too, obviously, because, you know, so my dad and I look at each other and go, where's the old woman? We look and she's gone. The only way there's no way she could have, you know, sprinted 50, 70 yards in a matter of seconds past us to the tree line. There's no way. It's clear. You can see it's like a football field. If you're on a football field with somebody else, you can see them. There's no way they can hide, you know? So that freaked us out. And good luck, you know, that we really took that, those words, you know, we took those words into consideration. It was a really steep trip up the mountain, and there's a lot of snow, and pretty dangerous. We got out, thank God everybody was safe, and we had a good time. Anyways, that was one of those, both of those stories I like to tell to my family and my cousins, and a lot of them like get freaked out, and one of them doesn't want to stay at the cabin anymore. He's the cabin we go to all the time. I've never seen this ghost ever since then, but the woman, the one in the cabin. But anyways, my dad, you know, he likes to talk about the hiking older woman, but he never ever once talked about the cabin ghost until just recently. I want to say about a year ago, I was telling my friend, and my dad was walking by at a party, and he says, you know what, you know that woman at the cabin, I saw her. And this is about 10 years after, 10, you know. And I go, what do you mean you saw her? Why didn't you tell me when I was a kid? I was freaking out. He goes, well, I didn't know, I didn't realize it until a little after when we were at the cabin the second day, I believe. He said he was downstairs by the front door, he was unpacking some stuff. My mom was upstairs cooking, and he thought he heard her call his name, and his name's Larry. She thought he heard her say, Larry, Larry, come, you know, he goes, what, you know, they like to yell at each other a lot, you know, they've been married for a long time. And my dad just unpacking, and he didn't want to bother with it, because he likes to call him for, you know, dumb reasons sometimes. And he thinks he sees her in the corner of his eye coming, you know, in the threshold, the door in the room that he's in. So he looks over and he sees no one, but he knows he saw a woman walk up that he thought could have been my mom. But at the same time, he said, you know what? I thought she's a little thinner than your mom, at first, you know? So I just got to show you that, I wasn't crazy, and he was, he validated my first story, but it was just kind of, I was pissed off at him. He didn't tell me at first after all those years. But yeah, two different ghost stories in a Mammoth / Virginia Lakes area. I don't know what they mean, but you know, these are the only two I've ever seen. I have a lot of family that have haunted houses and whatnot, but none of those things ever happened to me. There's a lot of hair pulling and shit like that. There's a ghost in my cousin's house. He used to pull hair if you were bad, if you slept on the couch in the living room by yourself. But I was battled. I was a brat when I was a kid, but I had to sleep there too, but I never got my hair pulled. But anyway, so I'm rambling on like the rest of the people that call. I hope I got to the facts and didn't ramble on. And if you guys use the story, cool. If not, I'll still listen. I'll keep up the good work, guys. And like I said, I'm a new listener. I just started listening about 3 days ago. I stumbled on your channel on YouTube, but it's pretty awesome. I'll keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. The idea of her movement is what kind of stood out to me, like almost like gliding is kind of what I'm...
Yeah.
And like, this is... Yeah, like, that's just... I'm looking forward to that. I want to glide as a ghost. I think it'd almost be like you're skiing all the time, kind of.
Without even having to put any effort into it.
Yeah, like you can't wipe out accidentally.
Wouldn't need ski poles or anything.
Just kind of flying a little bit, like floating.
It's like roller skates that hover skates. That's, yes. Somebody should invent that. That would be like a drone, but for
or
shoes.
It's like you're always on one of those like hoverboard things.
Shoe drones.
Not the hoverboard.
Like from Back to the Future.
I think it's interesting that he would see, you know, because we talk so much about what ghosts are wearing. Like, and a lot of times, like, she was in this old-timey dress with someone. But he saw a 70s ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which I love that.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, the older woman that they saw,
mm-hmm.
and then she's just gone.
Yeah.
Especially in a wide open space.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, we can see. She couldn't have moved that fast.
Okay, in a different context, her saying good luck would be so ominous, though.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Luck with that.
It's like, oh, okay.
Weren't they out fishing or something?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, so then I guess that would make sense. Yeah.
Fishing for souls of the dead.
That's what it was. Good luck, because I'm coming back for your soul.
Good luck. It was there was a Super Nintendo game back in the 90s, Star Fox. And like when you were about to start, it would go, good luck. And it was always kind of an ominous, like, you don't want me to have good luck. You want me to die. You really do.
I can tell by the way you said that.
Good luck. Like, people are hearing it in their heads right now, I'm sure. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything that exists, go ahead and check us out. Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol Harper, I am Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosei. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosei starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosei.org.